Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Loan Officer Impact. What a great day it is today. My name is Kevin Broughton, and I'm so excited. If you've watched any of our series before, you know that all we try to do every single day is to bring value to loan officers nationwide, regardless of what company they work at, so that they can have a more freedom-filled life, a more fun life, and to make it through a challenging market. And we are so blessed and honored today to have one of the best guests we've ever had on, a guy who's impacted more lives of loan officers across the country than anyone I know. He's an icon in the industry, a guy that's poured his entire heart and soul of his knowledge and his expertise and his experiences into making people's lives better, both in the workplace and outside of the workplace. And he's a guy that I am forever indebted to as having as both a friend and a business colleague, because he's impacted my life positively for years. And without any further ado, from the great state of Florida, I'd like to introduce my friend Dale Vermillion. Dale, how are you?
Kevin, I am blessed. I'm hanging out with you, and I really appreciate the kind words and the feeling so mutual. Love you to death, and so grateful for the friendship and the partnership for, gosh, nearly a decade now, it seems like.
Yeah, it's been almost that long, and Dale lives in Destin, Florida area, and he's an incredible father, incredible husband. He has his faith front and center in his life, and he's impacted so many people. Dale, you've trained, I don't even know how many. I know you've worked for almost every large depository bank in this country. You've worked for a ton of IMBs down to broker shops, and you've just helped so many people do better. I was hoping today we could focus some of our time on just what you're seeing out there. And I know you've been a superhero to many, hence the Batman shirt. And could you take a minute and just describe, you know, obviously everyone watching this knows what the market's turned into in the past 15 months. And everyone knows that last year was quite of a challenge, and it's continued into this year with the rising rate environment and a number of things like that. But there are also a lot of success stories. Could you share a little bit with what you're seeing on a national level that you think could impact loan officers today in their local markets?
Absolutely. You know, first and foremost, I think it's important to understand, you know, you said a moment ago, Kevin, that people know what's happening out there. I would say they know, but they don't know. And let me tell you what I mean by that. What they know is what they hear, which is all the bad news.
Correct.
And there's plenty of that to go around. You turn on the media, you're going to get depressed in about 2 seconds flat.
Right.
The fact of the matter is, this market has so many positive things happening that we just don't focus on that we ought to be focused on. I mean, you look at the statistics closely and you look at the trends and what's happening today. Here's a couple of just real simple ones, okay? December of this last year, okay, just 2 months ago, we had 244,000 new units land into the inventory in the United States of the sales available on the market. So inventory is actually on the rise. It's not on the drop. Builder confidence just 2 weeks ago was through the roof. So builders are going to start building again. That's going to create more inventory. Affordability has improved for the last 4 straight months. In January, it was a 1.8% improvement in affordability on mortgage loans for purchases. And the reason for that? Simple. Because listing prices are dropping, which is great news for the purchase market. That's creating better affordability. We've got less buyers in the market than we've had in a long, long time, which means your buyers can now get a contract, which is huge. We're seeing all kinds of benefits of a buyer's market today because buyers can get seller concessions now. They're not having to waive contingencies. There is just a multitude of things happening. The one thing that everybody focuses on, Kevin, is the rates.
Correct.
So rates went down. We saw a nice jump in January in applications. Rates went back up in February. We saw that slow down. Well, the one thing that, you know, you and I have talked about many times, the only thing that rate affects in the mortgage arena, it's not production. It's activity. It's consumer activity. When you see those rates going up, what you know is going to happen is borrowers are going to step back and go, wait a minute, should I be buying? Should I be refinancing? And the only response to that is yes, because actually the market's getting good for purchase. And here's the key to that. You can't sit around and wait for pennies to fall from heaven. Ain't going to happen. You got to make it happen. You know, the key to that is you've got to be out there. And you know, it's a pretty simple form. I'm actually seeing people today, Kevin, that are actually closing more loans in this marketplace than they did in 2021, believe it or not. They go, how is that possible? Simple. They're focusing on one thing. their network? What are they doing to create opportunities to be at the plate? They understand that if the market's down and realtors are doing half as much business as they did last year, then you need twice as many realtors to make up for it. So what are they doing? They're doing the old basics. They're out there prospecting. They're out there in their community. They're meeting with every kind of referral source you can imagine, from realtors to financial planners to CPAs to builders to everything in between, and they're growing their bases so that they can actually grow. The fact is, it's all about looking at the market from the right mindset.
Well, I love every word. There's like 10 golden nuggets right there, but I agree with you. And I use the word opportunistic market. I've never said the word challenging, bad, terrible market, because it's not. It's opportunistic for those that know the right places to look. And like you said, the only thing impacted by rates is activity, correct?
That's exactly correct. I mean, look, people are going to buy no matter what rates do. If you look at the last 50 years of interest rates, the average interest rate for the last 50 years is 7.76%, okay? We're well below that. And look, the long-term prognosis, I work with guys and have dear friendships with guys like Barry Habib, Logan Matashami, two of the premier, most knowledgeable people on interest rates in the mortgage industry. Doug Duncan and I have known each other for years. I just was at a conference with him recently speaking. All of them say the same thing. The long-term prognosis for 2023 is rates will be down to the low fives to high fours by the end of this year. It's going to be a slow progression down. We're not going to see major ups and downs like we've seen in the past. The only reason we saw rates go up in February is because of the jobs report that, by the way, those numbers weren't even accurate. They didn't even use the right numbers on that, because they showed including part-time employment to make it look better, not realizing it was going to affect the bond market and make rates go back up again. Right. So economic indicators tell us inflation is going to get better. As inflation gets better, the bond market will drop. As the bond market drops, our rates will go down. We're going to see that happen. But you know what? It doesn't matter. What matters is not rate up or rate down. What matters is rate stabilization. When the rates start to stabilize, people will get back in the market. We saw that in December and January. We're going to see it again in March and April and May. And you know what? Because of that, we're going to have a great opportunity to sell a lot of homes.
Well, and if you're correct, which I believe you are too, and if Barry's correct and Todd and everyone that you just referenced, think about the power of doubling down on building your network today when rates right. are elevated, right?
That's right.
And if everyone's right, and gosh willing, we see a 4.5% interest rate sometime by the end of the year or early in the next year, and you have a database that's been built with people that have experienced 7.25% interest rates. Doesn't that open up tremendous opportunities within your own network if rates do plummet back downward?
It absolutely does. So the two things you have to work on right now, okay, if you were to ask me what are the two biggest mistakes that loan officers are making in the marketplace and why they're not capitalized. Now, remember, not only have all of those good statistics happening that I just mentioned a moment ago, but 35% of the mortgage industry is gone from what was here in 2022. There's a lot less competition today. So the two things you got to have is mindset and methodology. Okay, let me give you a great quote from Brian Tracy on mindset. He said, "Winners make a habit of manufacturing their own positive expectations in advance of the event." I love that quote. Saying is great producers, and I see this all over the mortgage industry. I've trained over a million loan officers. It always comes back first to mindset. How are you thinking about the market? How are you thinking about your business? How are you thinking about your partners? Are you establishing an expectation that you're going to succeed? Are you getting up every morning going, oh, well, it's, you know, you're Eeyore. It won't work. Okay, if you're doing that, you're not going to have any success no matter what you do. Your methodology won't even matter at that point.
No chance. So become irrelevant.
It become irrelevant. Mindset is number one. I love the story. I was sharing this one recently at a conference I was speaking at, doing a keynote of Michael Johnson, 1992 Olympics, okay? Number one candidate. Everybody picked him to win the gold in the 100 and 200 meter.
Yeah.
He gets food poisoning and cannot even compete. Now, you got to remember, when you're a 100, 200 meter runner, age is critical. So you miss that 92, the next one's 1996. 4 years is like 25 years in a runner's world that's running short distances like he was. He comes back in 1996 and he says, I'm going to win the gold. Nike backs him up and says, we want to create these, have you try these new shoes we've created for running. They send him the shoes. He calls them up and says, there's one problem with my shoes. They said, what's that? He said, they're not gold. He said, I want them bright gold, just like a medal. And they're like, no, wait, Michael, hold on.
What if you don't win the gold? Don't you think that's going to be a little bit arrogant to be standing on the podium with a bronze and you got gold shoes on, or maybe you don't place? He said, maybe you didn't hear me. I'm going to win the gold. They sent him gold shoes. He wore gold shoes. He won the gold in both of those things. It was an unbelievable mindset that he had. He had planned in advance the positive expectations that got him the result he was looking for. We got to have the same mindset as loan officers. We got to go in and say, I'm going to get those realtors. I'm going to build my business. And you're absolutely right. The methodology piece of it is, right now, what your focus has got to be, network, network, and more network. Data mining, calling all your past customers, asking them who they know that's looking to buy a home, because everybody's looking to buy a home today. That's a millennial or is a Gen Y or Gen Z, because 62% projected of the business this year will be first-time buyers. So you just ask, who do you know that's young, that's looking to buy, that would like to buy, that doesn't think they can afford, let me work with them. You do that, you're going to win big.
Well, we see tons of examples of that being 100% accurate. I'm very blessed and grateful to know and have a lot of friends in this industry that are doing exceptionally well. And I know some of those folks that you spoke about that are having a better year this year and last year than they did in 2021. And and it all starts with exactly what you said. I got really lucky. You don't know this yet, but I was approached by someone that asked me to write a book, which I'm in the process of doing, and it's about loan officer success. And the first two chapters, the only thing referenced is mindset and how important mindset matters. And the fact that without it, they have 0% chance of succeeding. And it reminded me your story of, I just watched a documentary on Larry Bird, and he was in the 3-point shooting contest at the NBA All-Star game. And he walked into the room with the other 8 contestants and he said, which one of you guys is coming in second? And they all just stared at him. And he said, I guarantee it's one of you and it ain't me. And they thought he was arrogant or whatever, but his mindset was there was 0% chance. And one of the guys said something to him. So he said, just because you said that, I'm going to keep my warm-up jacket on and still win. And he went out and he won the 3-point contest and he never took his warm-up jacket off.
I love it.
If you don't think you're going to win, you're not going to win. And we all see these competitive realities in our life, and we're in a competitive reality because business, whether we like it or not, is a results contest. And we've got to go out every morning, and it starts with how we think. So I love that message of mindset, because without it, there's no chance. And yet those that have it, it's amazing, because I see people sitting on the sidelines saying, oh, that guy's lucky, or that guy, what's he doing? And I can tell you what he's doing. He's doing exactly what you just said. He's waking up every single day. He's getting there early, starting off with a positive mindset. And he's doing the things you just said. He's building his or her network. And they're working exceptionally hard at high leverage activities on an hourly basis throughout the whole day. And if you'll just do that, and what's the old adage about being easy but not simple, or simple but not easy? You know, it's that, because that is kind of a grind to do that every day. Do you have any tips on how people can continue to do those things even if they don't see it producing a result an hour later? How do you stay in the moment? How do you stay committed to the action?
Yeah, you know, great quote that James Cameron had, one of my favorite quotes of all time. He said, hope is not a strategy, luck is not a factor, and fear is not an option. If there's any quote that would carry through in today's marketplace, it's that quote right there. Okay. What I hear a lot from loan officers across the country, Kevin, is, man, I sure hope rates get better. I sure hope the market improves. I sure hope inventory opens up. And I look at them and go, hope's not a strategy. There's plenty of inventory and there's plenty of opportunity out there for you right now if you go tackle it. Luck's not a factor. You're not going to get there by just hanging around being lucky. You're going to have to work hard at it, and you can't be fearful of the marketplace. So here's the key to the answer to your question, Kevin, is you have to go back to the old analogy of sowing and reaping. That this is what I've lived my whole, this is my 40th year in the mortgage business. I learned 40 years ago the most important philosophy, and that is the more you sow, the more you reap. The better you sow, the better you reap, and the greater you sow, the greater you reap. So when you get a slow marketplace like this, or one where the activity drops and you're challenged, what you've got to do is you've just got to sow twice as much as you generally do. And you've got to remind yourself that the focus is not the result, it's the activity. When you're in a high volume market like 2020 and 2021, you can focus totally on results. when you're in a market like we've been in 2022 and 2023, now you focus on your activities and you make sure you're doing the things that will create the opportunities that are going to lead to sales. That's the key. If you can keep reminding yourself at the end of the day, don't judge your day by what the result was, judge your day by how much did you sow. So case in point, okay? I tell every loan officer today, you got to have at least 100 realtors today, if that's what you're working with, to really be successful in this marketplace. Most people have between 6 and 12. So they're looking at me like, I'm nuts. They go, oh, that seems impossible. I go, no, think about this for a minute. If you just took 5 days in a row, you made 20 prospect calls a day. That's all you need to do. Okay, get on the phone, identify, research those good realtors in your market who were successful in 2022, who aren't out of business now. Now, successful means they did less than 2021, but they still sold homes. You focus on that, you will literally make 100 contacts in 1 week. Now, out of that, probably 20 to 30% of them, you'll get a meeting with where you can sit down face to face with them. You could literally generate in 1 week 20 to 30 new realtors. You do that for a month, you are golden. You've got more business than you know what to do with. But the key is, it's the law of inertia. Every action creates an equal and opposite reaction. You've got to create the action. It's not going to come to you. Right. You got to go get it. And here's the real key in today's marketplace. Quit stinking, texting and emailing and doing all of this other stuff. Call them and get out and meet with them face to face. That's what nobody's doing today. And the ones that are crushing it because people have been isolated for years. They want that human connection. They want to sit down with you. If you do that, you're going to win big.
Well, you just reminded me, my friend Doug Catteray always uses the term, I'm not addicted to the drug of hopium. And
I love Doug. I love that quote.
It's a great quote. And hope is not a strategy and luck is not a factor and fear is not an option. I love that. I wrote that down. I'm going to use that in my daily work because I'm just like everyone else. I'm out grinding it every day. I'm trying to do exactly what you said. I'm trying to prospect every day. I'm trying to, you know, spend as many hours of my workday in high producing activities, not in low leverage activities, because those get in the way, right? And I think sometimes I see that. And I was wondering, just in closing, if you could share a little bit about your thoughts on that. Everyone I know on some level procrastinates, right? It's kind of natural on some level, correct?
And that is correct.
I've met a lot of loan officers that I've had tell me they're putting in tons of hours. But when I dissect what they're doing in those hours, I find that they're spending the vast majority on what I call low leverage activities and not enough on high leverage activities. And so is it easier to do low leverage activities? And is that why they do that? Or is it too hard to do more high leverage activities? Could you give a little insight on why that might be true, or at least what I've seen in certain people?
Yeah. So the most common low leverage activity that I see people do is pouring through their emails every day and thinking that if I answer my emails, I've accomplished something. That is the most stinking thinking on the planet right there, because that's not accomplishing anything for you, okay? The bottom line is, and you've heard me say this many, many times in the past, Kevin, this is a quote I've used for decades, sell early, sell often.
Yeah.
That's your key, okay? When I was a manager, I tell the story all the time. When I was a manager and I managed for 12 years and I managed top sales teams, I had no low producers. They did not make it on my teams. They wouldn't last a month because they were on a bunch of studs and studettes who were going to make them look silly.
Right.
And the key was, I tell my people, if you check your email before 11 o'clock, I will fire you on the spot. No questions asked, no second chance. One time you're out. And the reason for that was simple. There ain't nothing good in there.
Right.
That's where all the crap is at. That's where all the problems are at. What I would teach them is you get up in the morning, you establish your priorities for sales activities, and you start your day for the first 2 hours, you're selling, you're prospecting, you're mining your database, you're doing your social media marketing. And by the way, let's be careful with that third one, because this is something I see a lot. We want to be social media experts, and we spend hours upon hours upon hours to be the next person that, you know, is an influencer. quit it, knock it off. That there's very few people that make it as a true influencer in the social media realm. You have to be on social media and you have to be regularly on there, but you got to limit your time to 20 to 30 minutes a day and no more than that. Spend more of your time in calling customers, calling realtors, calling prospects, and getting out and meeting with people. Really getting out and networking within your community, being involved in community events, going to open houses, doing all the things that create actual consumer and realtor and partner connection. So you're absolutely right. I see people that they find busy work to help them have a feeling of accomplishment. Well, they're really knowing in the back of their mind, they're not really accomplishing anything that's worth anything, but they can say, well, I worked all these hours and I did all this stuff. If you're not focused on the right habits and the right behaviors, it doesn't matter how many hours you work. It's all wasted. Time is your most valuable commodity. You cannot create additional time. You cannot buy additional time. Whatever time you have, the minute you use it, it's gone. So if you use it for the wrong reasons, it's gone forever. If you use it for the right reasons, you're planting those seeds that are sowing so you can reap a harvest down the road.
Well, we started using the word invest instead of spend around here a lot in the last 6 to 12 months. And it's changed how we think, a lot of us, on time. Because you're right. We only have 168 hours in a week. 68 of those are taken up by sleep and maintenance. So you got 100 hours to invest per week. And if you're going to invest 50 in your family and 50 in your business, you get to decide which 50 and you get to decide what you're going to do during those time frames. And when we stop using the word spend and interchange it with invest, I've seen activities change because if I'm going to invest in myself, I'm going to invest in the most high leverage things I can, right?
That's exactly right. I teach a real simple question you can ask yourself every time you're faced with a task, whatever that task is. And the question is just this. Take a quick second and say to yourself, is this the single most important use of my time right now? If the answer is no, then why are you doing it?
Right.
Move to the thing that is the most important use of your time. That's what's going to get you the best return.
I couldn't agree more. Well, you've given us tons of nuggets, Dale, and that's what this is for. And I'm very grateful. And if I can just touch on one last thing and then we'll get out of here, because my favorite part of Dale Vermillion isn't his knowledge of markets or operations or sales. Those are things are great. But my favorite part about Dale Vermillion is his commitment to his why. And I was wondering if you could take just 1 minute or so or a couple minutes and just share why you do what you do and how you've been able to use this industry to get to your calling and to get to your place of significance, not for you personally, but for others. Do you mind just sharing a touch with that?
I'd be honored to. Thanks for asking that, Kevin. Well, you mentioned earlier, you know, my faith drives everything that I do in my business. And Mortgage Champions, we're built on a philosophy called the Others First Philosophy. It's out of Philippians 2, 3, and 4, my life verse, which says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in all things with humility, value others above yourself, looking out for their interests and not your own. I believe that's the secret to success in life. It's serving other people. We need to make our purpose people. That's what we need to make it. Not profits, production, income, those things will all come with that. You don't need to worry about those things when you're serving people really, really well. And, you know, as you know, we are very charitable at Mortgage Champions. We believe in giving back. You know, my life was radically changed 25 years ago when I went on a missions trip to Central India and stepped foot in an orphanage and met 4,000 kids that had no shot at life. And it just changed everything for me overnight. And ever since then, my purpose has really been to help others in this business by helping them get more educated, more knowledgeable so they can do better and help their families, and then help people through the profits that we create that can help themselves to home the homeless and help the orphan and help the widow. That's what we focus on. You know, you need a purpose that is outside of yourself. That's what you need. It can't be a self-focused purpose only. When you do that, it becomes very limited in your ability to be able to hold it for a long time and create high motivation. When you're out there helping others, man, the rewards you get back from that, the return you get is invaluable because you see people's lives change. Keep that focus and you'll do fine in this business.
Well, that's the most important message. And You've impacted my life personally because when I met you nearly a decade ago, I didn't have as much of that going on. Well, I wasn't in a position to be able to impact a lot of people at that time, but I also didn't have that in my heart as much as I needed to. And your, just your aura, your passion, your way of not caring, you know, about if anyone liked or disliked your path, because you're on that regardless, was meaningful to me. And we started our foundation about a year after we met you. And we've been able to help a few folks along the way through that, which has been very rewarding and satisfying for me. And that kind of stemmed from how you were the first day I met you. And so you've made more impacts than you really kind of know. And I hope that makes you feel good, because it should. And I just thank you for taking the time to coming on to Loan Officer Impact today. If anyone would like to go to growingwithkevin.com, that's growingwithkevin.com. You can grab a 15-minute spot on my calendar, and I'd love to discuss any of these things that Dale just talked about and how it can help you have a more freedom-filled business. And that's what we're here for, to help loan officers, regardless of what company they work at, have a better life. And so, Dale, thank you so much for joining in with me today. I can't tell you how grateful I am that you took the time to share with us. And for everyone watching, I guarantee you'll walk away with something of value that you can implement tomorrow morning in your business that doesn't cost a penny, that'll make you have a more fruitful career.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Love you dearly, my friend, and so grateful for you and for the whole team over at SMP. And just those words meant a lot to me. Thank you for that.
All right. Well, have a great day, everybody. Thank you. And we'll see you next week on Loan Officer Impact. Take care now.
God bless, guys.
Be sure to visit successunlimited.us for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.